I'm Jeb Sharp, and you're tuned to The World. Manufactured diamonds have been around for decades, but the stones coming out of the lab were long seen as inferior to their natural counterparts, the top-quality diamonds mined out of the ground. Yet in the past few years, man-made diamonds have started to give real diamonds a run for their money, and that has the diamond industry bracing for a fight. Here's Alina Simone with our story.
Silicon Valley is a playground of sci-fi wonders. Driverless cars, virtual reality arcades, the robots that will soon replace your dog. I'm here to check out the latest, a diamond mine the size of a passenger van that can be controlled with an iPhone.
This is our unit foundry. It's the prototype foundry for the future. It includes our growth reactors in which we hot forge diamond under the heat of a plasma.
Martin Rusheisen is the CEO and founder of the Diamond Foundry, the man-made diamond industry's hottest new startup.
And how long does it take to make a batch?
It takes about 2 weeks to make one batch.
Compare that to the 1 billion-plus years for the Earth to produce a diamond, and you get why the traditional diamond industry is up in arms.
Diamonds are forever.
In 1947, De Beers coined the phrase, "Diamonds are forever," redefining the diamond as the ultimate symbol of romance, timeless, rare, and worth considerable financial pain. Today, companies like the Diamond Foundry want to convince consumers that a diamond is forever, even if it was born yesterday. Their pitch is based on ethics. The struggle to control Africa's diamond market has fueled 4 civil wars, leaving millions dead, disfigured, and displaced. It's a human tragedy that became a cause célèbre with the 2006 movie Blood Diamond.
It came from the heart of the earth. A stone so rare, men will do anything to possess it. All who touch it are left with blood on their hands.
Leonardo DiCaprio, who starred in the film, is a prominent investor in the Diamond Foundry, along with 10 tech billionaires who believe technology will one day replace the world's diamond mines and the environmental and human rights abuses that come with them. So who wouldn't be seduced by that kind of future?
Leonardo DiCaprio is a rabbi taking ham sandwiches and telling everybody they're kosher. What he's doing is fundamentally ethically wrong.
Meet another Martin, Martin Rappaport, founder of the largest diamond trading network in the world. Like most leaders in the industry, he sees lab-grown diamonds as a threat, not a solution. Rappaport says buying a man-made stone will do nothing to help impoverished diggers in Africa.
The solution isn't to say, hey, you 1.5 million diggers and the 7 million people you're supporting, all of you go to hell, we're going to sell synthetic diamonds.
He says the solution is to say to diamond mining companies, we'll pay you a premium if you stop using child labor. Basically, a fair trade diamond.
How do you do bananas? How do you do cocoa? How do you do any other fair trade product?
A skeptic might dismiss these justifications as an old world industry just trying to protect its bottom line. But for Rappaport, at least, it's personal. 7 years before the movie Blood Diamond hit the screens, he was touring amputee camps in Sierra Leone.
Thousands of people, an arm, a leg, an arm and a leg, little children. This person held up this little baby and said, tell them what happened to us. And you have to understand, like my parents, they were in Auschwitz. And so I saw this. I said, what the hell is this? This cannot happen.
Rappaport has poured a lot of time and money into creating a fair trade system.
It's very difficult, but Development Diamond Initiative is working on it. We're working on it. Other people working on it.
But a diamond's journey involves a long, complicated, and easily corruptible supply chain. Rappaport admits a fair trade stone is still a long way off.
Diamonds are forever.
Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe.
Africa's diamond-producing nations themselves are also worried about the impact of techno-diamonds. Botswana receives 40% of its government revenue from diamonds. But when I asked Martin Rusheisen whether the switch to man-made diamonds might end up hurting diamond diggers in countries like Botswana, he didn't buy it.
It's a little bit of twisted logic because that also would justify releasing the Mexican drug dealers out of jail. You know, after all, they employ a lot of people.
The march of technological progress, he believes, is unstoppable. And with that, Rush Eisen excused himself. FedEx had just arrived with a custom man-made diamond ring for his girlfriend, mined in California. For The World, this is Alina Simone from Silicon Valley.